werte Zuhörerinnen und Zuhörer. Wir melden uns wieder aus Basel. Ich wechsle jetzt kurz und gut ins Englische, weil unser Gesprächspartner, der Herr Luciano Floridi, ist Italiener und arbeitet im Oxford Ethics Lab at Oxford University. So, Mr. Floridi, tell me, for us as digital natives and also for most of our listeners, it's quite easy to navigate around the internet. You know, we've grown up with Facebook and WhatsApp and Instagram, and we also know the risks of the internet, like phishing and spam, etc. But how do you give this information to the older generation?
I think sometimes the best solution is to team together. The old generation, people like me in their 50s, they may need to learn a lesson or two from younger people. At the same time, having seen the world entirely analog, we also know of different traps. And so putting together, say, an old person like me and a young person like you, I think that's the best team we can have. Sometimes different skills will be complementary. For people who have never seen the world purely analog with no digital technology, some of the things seem to be obvious, but sometimes the solution may not be on the internet, sometimes might be in the shop around the corner. So getting together seems to me the right solution.
Switching to the topic of AI, do you think that AI or robots could replace humans in their job, especially ones like a nurse or social jobs in general?
There's a lot of talk about robots, AI replacing humans. I think a lot of this is only hype, is advertisement. The truth is that jobs hardly ever are just a single task, doing one thing again and again and again. If that's the case, then a robot is the perfect entity. And if there's a simple way of transforming a job into three or four tasks, then the robot is your solution. If you work like an interface between A and B, then the robot will do that for you. Imagine filling the car, you know, with a pump. Well, so surely a robot arm could do that for us instead of us. You don't need a human being as we do today. But for many other jobs, there's much more than just a simple set of tasks. Being a nurse, being a teacher, doing anything else in life, a policeman, a lawyer, you name it, someone who builds a house, someone who takes care of a particular shop. There's so much more that needs to be done, and that much more is for humans to take care of.
And what do you think are the biggest advantages of using AI in our daily lives?
I think AI can do a lot of boring jobs instead of us, can do repetitive jobs instead of us. It can also expand our possibilities by giving us more time. A bit like the dishwasher and the washing machine have free time for us to do other things. Inevitably, it will be a matter of seeing what we can transform and do more with these amazing technologies. The sky is the limit. We just have to be very imaginative. But I hope it will be a matter of providing us with more and better time.
And how long do you think will it take the world to be fully digital?
I think in many corners we are already seeing a world significantly digital, certainly here in Switzerland, like back in England, part of the world are still joining. It will be an increasing amount of digitalization becoming obvious and normal on a daily basis. I think I would say it. I'm 54. I hope to live until 90, so a few decades.
And my question is, right now in our world we have a lot of technology, digital things, and my question is, do we have something for something to control the global warming?
I think global warming is one of the problems where digital technology can help more. Imagine just two elements here: efficiency and efficacy. Being able to do more with less and being able to do better with less in terms of energy consumption, in terms of traveling, in terms of jobs, in terms of consumption of food, in terms of allocation resources, in terms of insurance, banking, transport, education, everywhere we could do much more with less energy, less waste, and start pushing really hard for the agenda of a better world that is not consuming this planet as we have so far. I hope that AI in general, but also digital technologies, will be put to that task. We don't have that at the moment, but that is the future where digital technologies and nature are good allies.
Thank you so much, Mr. Professor.
Thank you.